أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله we'll continue today and with Islamic laws. Yes, we reach to, according to what I've written here, issue number 335. And still we are talking about how to do ablution with Jabira. The ablution of splint, وضوء الجبيرة. And with issue number 335, if it is not possible to untie the bandage, like if it is not possible to open the bandage, okay, of the wound, but the wound and the bandage on it are what? Are pure, pack. Okay, so. And if it is possible to make water reach the wound without any harm, so if I can untie the bandage, okay, open it or untie it. Or if you cannot untie the bandage for some reason or another, so you can let the water reach to the wound and the water won't hurt the wound. It means that if the water contact the wound, reach the wound, there is no side effect, okay, without any harm. Water should be, look, should be made to reach the wound by powering from above downward, just like the same ablution when you throw water from above downward, not vice versa. So, and if the wound or its bandage is najis, now if the wound, first of all, if the wound is what? If the wound is pak, pure, not najis, so what shall we do? We let the water reach the wound from under the what? From the under the bandage, if there is no harm, if there is no harm, okay. And powering from above downward. And if the wound or its bandage is najis, now how about if the wound or its bandage is what? Is najis, but it is possible to wash it, but it is possible to wash it and to make water reach the wound. So I can wash what? Wash the bandage if it is najis, and easy to make what? To make water reach the wound. Then he should wash it. He should wash what? The wound, and should make water reach the wound, and let the water reaching what? Reaching to the wound at the time of wudu. At the time of wudu. And if water is not harmful, is water is not harmful for the wound, okay, and if the water is not harmful for the wound, but it is not possible to make water reach it because of the bandage, okay, or the wound is najis and cannot be washed, why? Because the wound itself has blood and is najis. And if I drop water above it, all that will be what? All the entire hand will be what? All the entire hand will be najis. All the entire hand will be najis. So, or the wound is najis and cannot be washed, he should perform tayammum. In this case, he should do what? He should be do tayammum. Again, but it is not, and if water is not harmful for the wound, but what is the problem here? The problem is the wound najis, the wound najis. If we drop water on it, and this water, as you know, it is less than kar, it is qalil. Okay, in this case, this less than water, less than kar, if it contacts what najasa, it will be najis, even if it hasn't changed any of its attributes. But it is not possible to make water reach it, or the wound is najis and cannot be washed. He should perform tayammum. He should perform tayammum. Okay. Issue number 336. If the jabira covers some of the parts, if the jabira covers some of the parts of wudu, okay, then wudu prescribed for jabira. If the jabira covers some of the parts of wudu, then wudu prescribed for jabira is enough. You see? But if all the parts of wudu are totally covered in jabira, you see? Now, if the jabira covers some of the parts of wudu, then wudu prescribed for jabira is enough. That means this jabira isn't covering the whole parts of what? Of wudu. It is some of them. So we have to do what? So we have to wudu, then wudu prescribed for jabira is enough. But if all the parts of wudu are totally covered in jabira, what shall we do? Then as a precaution, one should do tayammum and also do wudu, both of them. Both of them to make wudu first of all, then you should make tayammum as per rules of jabira. As per rules of jabira. Is that clear? It means to do both of them, since that whole parts of the ablution, whole parts of wudu are what? Are covered with jabira. Covered with jabira. In this case, you have to do wudu jabira first of all, then make tayammum. Then make tayammum. But if jabira isn't covered the whole parts of the jabira, so in this case, you have to do the wudu of jabira. That's enough. Both of his hands, all or all of his one hand. No, no. Both of his hands and his face, okay, that covered with what? That covered. Look, if the jabira covers some of the parts of wudu here, one of his hand. In this case, he should do what? He should prescribe the or perform the wudu jabira. Wudu jabira. That's enough. But if all parts, listen to all parts, you can underline the word all, two lines. All the parts of wudu are totally covered in jabira. The broken face, hands, okay, and feet. In this case, he has to do what? As a precaution, he should do what? He should do tayammum and also do wudu as per rules of jabira. Absolutely, he will need help of another person. As we mentioned before, you say, in this case, he will not be able to even move. Yes, absolutely. So he asks somebody for his assist. Someone should do it for, exactly. Exactly. Somebody else should do that. But as we mentioned, the niyyah, he should do the niyyah by himself. He should prefer say niyyah by himself or remind niyyah. Okay. If he cannot, both of them, he and his assistant. Okay. Issue number 337. It is not necessary that jabira should be made of things which are permissible in salah. So since it is jabira, so it is not necessary to made by cotton or to made by something which are permissible where in salah. So, for example, if it is of silk, you know, if it is of silk, or even of the parts of an animal whose meat is haram to eat, it is permissible to perform wiping on it. It is permissible to what? To perform wiping. For example, he is in a jungle, okay, and he fell down, broken his hand, and he doesn't find except a bone of a wolf or a bone of a dog or a bone of a pig, okay? So he tied his hand with that bone. Then he tried to perform wudu. What shall he do? He should wipe on that bone. He should wipe on that bone. Doesn't matter. Okay. Issue number 338. If a person has jabira on his palm, you know palm? His right palm and left palm. One of them. If a person has jabira on his palm and fingers, and he passes a wet hand on it while performing wudu, he can do the wiping of his head and feet with the same wetness. The wetness in his palm. Even if there is a jabira on his palm. Okay? Yes. Issue number 339. If the jabira has covered the entire surface, the jabira has covered the entire surface of the foot. What shall he do now? Shall he wipe on the jabira or shall he do tayammum? But part from the side of the fingers and apart from the upper side, you see, of the foot is open without the jabira. One should do wiping on the foot at the open places and also on the surface of the jabira. For example, that jabira covers the middle of his foot, okay, while his fingers or one of his fingers above jabira, places without jabira. So he should wipe on his fingers and jabira also, and both of them. Yes. Issue number 340. If a person has several jabiras on his face or hands, okay, he should wash what? The places between them. For example, he has jabira in part of his leaf, his face, and another part is empty without jabira, and he has another part of his face. So what he do in this case? So if a person has several jabiras on his face or hands, he should wash the places between them. Washes what? The places between the jabira. And if the jabiras are on the head or on the feet, now this is different. Not he should consider the jabira as he is the skin. No. But in this case, he has to wash the places that wasn't covered, that isn't covered by jabira. Okay, he should what? Wash the places between them. The places that isn't what? That aren't covered with jabira. He has to wash them. And if the jabira are on the head or on the feet, he should wipe the places between them. And as for the places where are the jabira, he should act accordingly to the rules of jabira. He should what? He should wipe on the jabira and wash the places which hasn't jabira. Okay. Issue number 341. If the jabira has covered unusually, you know, some doctors, when they cover a wound, they cover the hole. For example, it is a small wound. The size of the wound is about, for example, 3 centimeters, 4 centimeters. He is going to cover the whole hand. He's going to cover the whole hand. This is what we are talking about. If the jabira has covered unusually more space than the size of the wound, okay, and it is difficult to remove it, and it is difficult to remove it, then one should perform tayammum. Then one should perform tayammum, except when the jabira is at the places of tayammum itself. Once we have picked two pictures. The first picture, he has jabira, but the wound, its size is so small, but the jabira is too wide, that covered more space than this jabira, and I cannot move jabira for reason or another, so it is difficult to remove it. Then what shall I do? Then what should then one should perform what? Tayammum. So if the jabira is on the places of tayammum, for example the palm, the face, okay, except when the jabira is at the places of tayammum itself, in which case it is necessary that he should perform both wudu and tayammum. In both cases, he should perform wudu and tayammum. Why? Because he has the jabira on what? On the places of tayammum. And in both the cases, if it is possible to remove the jabira, both cases, which cases? The first case that he has a small wound, but it is big jabira. Okay. Another one, another thing, if the jabira is on the parts of tayammum. Okay. These two pictures, put it in your mind. And in both the cases, these are two cases, if it is possible to remove the jabira, if it is possible to remove the jabira, he should remove what? He should remove it. If he can remove the jabira, so he has to remove it. He has to remove it. Then, if the wound is on the face and hands, he should wash its sides. If the face were at the places which is supposed to be washed, he has to wash the sides of the wound. Okay? And if they are on the head or the feet, he should wipe its corners. As for the wounds themselves, he will act according to the rules of Jabira. Okay. Issue number 342. If there is no wound or fractured bone in the parts of wudu, but the use of water is harmful. Somebody who has a rheumatism or something like that, okay? Use of water is harmful for some other reason. One should perform tayammum. So he doesn't have a wound, he doesn't have fractured, okay? In this case, he should do what? He should perform tayammum, because using water, it is so harmful to him. Issue number 343. If a person has got his vein opened, if a person has got his vein opened on any one of the parts of wudu, any parts of wudu, he has got his vein opened, and he cannot wash it. Why? Because the blood is bleeding. He must perform tayammum. In this case, he must perform tayammum. But if water is harmful for it, then he should act as rules of jabira. Okay. Now he is going to, if he can stop it, he can stop it by press it, by wash it, okay, by use Jabira. And now he can make tayammum. Now he can make tayammum. But absolutely he has to stop the blood. Otherwise he will bleed until he die. Okay, how about the blood coming out of the wound? Yes, he has to stop the bleeding, if it is possible, by cutting piece of cotton, by piece of cloth, okay? Then he should do tayammum. Okay, if something is stuck on the part of wudu or ghusl, just like a glue, and it is not possible to remove it, or it is its removal involves unbearable pain, then one should perform tayammum. One should perform what? Tayammum. Why? Because something is stuck on what? On the part of wudu or ghusl. Okay? Either he cannot remove it, or if he want to remove it, it is unbearable pain, then he should perform tayammum. Absolutely. But if the thing which is stuck in a medicine, the rules relating to Jabira will apply to it. But which is stuck in a medicine? Like what? If the thing which is stuck in a medicine. You know, sometimes we use medicine to treat the wounds or the broken bones. Okay? And there is something will stuck in the medicine. What shall we do? He says Sistani, you should use what? The rules relating to Jabira, like make wudu of Jabira. Yes, wudu of Jabira. Issue number 345. In all kinds of ghusls, except the ghusl of mayit. In all kinds of ghusls except the ghusl of mayit, the Jabira ghusl is like Jabira wudu. The Jabira ghusl is like Jabira wudu. However, in such cases, one should resort to ghusl tertibi. Don't forget the ghusl tertibi. If there is a wound or a sore on the body, then a person has a choice between ghusl and tayammum. Okay? If he decides to do ghusl, and if there is no Jabira on the place, the recommended precaution is that he should place a pure piece of cloth on the bandage, on the bandaged wound or sore, and wipe over the cloth. Okay, I repeat this issue number 345. In all kinds of ghusls, except the ghusl of maid. Now we take out the ghusl of maid. We talk about ghusl janabe, ghusl hayd, ghusl istihada, okay, ghusl jum'ah. The jabira ghusl, and we mean the obligatory ghusl, l'ghsal wajibe, not ghusl jum'ah. That ghusl jum'ah, it is enough. We don't need what? We don't need to do ablution. The Jabira ghusl is like Jabira wudu. The Jabira ghusl is like Jabira wudu. You can remove it, you remove it and do ghusl. You cannot remove it because of its unbearable pain. So you can do what? You can do ghusl and you can wipe or wash on the Jabira. And if the Jabira is najasa, you can put a pure clothes on that Jabira. Thank you very much. And then what? Wipe on the pure clothes. However, in such cases, one should resort a ghusl tertibi if there is a wound. In this case, we have to make a ghusl tertibi if there is a wound or a sore or on the body. Then a person has a choice between ghusl and what? And tayammum, either to do ghusl or to make tayammum. If he decides to do ghusl and if there is no jabira on the place, the recommended precaution is that he should do what? That he should place a pure piece of cloth on the unbandaged wound or sore and wipe over that cloth. However, if there is fractured bone, a broken bone, okay, on the body, he should do ghusl and should, as a precautionary measure, also perform what? Wiping on the jabira. Do ghusl, and he should wipe on the jabira. And if it is not possible to wipe on the jabira because it is najis or something like that, or if the fractured bone is not in splint, it is necessary for him to perform tayammum. In this case, he has to perform tayammum. Issue number 346. If the obligation of a person is to do tayammum, now his duty is to do what? To do tayammum. And if at some of the places of tayammum he has wound, and he has wound on the places of tayammum, sore or fractured bone, he should perform jabira tayammum. He should do what? Perform jabira tayammum according to the rules of jabira wudu. To the rules of jabira wudu. Why? Because he has a wound or a fractured bone or sore where? On the places of tayammum. So he has to make what? Rules of jabira wudu. Yes. Issue number 347. If a person who has to pray with jabira wudu or jabira ghusl knows that this excuse will not be removed till the end of time for salah, so that his excuse, he is sick until what? Until the salah time is finished, he can offer prayers in the prime time. In the prime time, he doesn't need to what? He doesn't need to make it late. But if he hopes that his excuse will be removed before the end of salah, okay, time, it is better for him to wait. So he knows that, or she knows that, after 1 hour, 2 hours, he will be good. So in this case, he doesn't need what? He doesn't need to do prayers at that time, and he should wait until the time of being in a good condition. Okay, so he should offer prayers with yes, and if his excuse is not removed by then, he should offer prayers with jabira wudu or jabira ghusl. And if, however, he prayed in the prime time, okay, and his excuse was removed, before the end of what? Before the end of salat, okay, time, the recommended precaution is he should do what? He should do wudu or ghusl and repeat the prayers. Issue number 348. If a person has to keep his eye lashes stuck together because of some eye disease, he should perform tayammum. If a person cannot decide whether he should perform tayammum or jabirat wudu, the obligatory precaution is that he should perform both if he doesn't know. Last issue for today, the prayers offered with jabira wudu are valid, and that wudu can be valid for later prayers also. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.